This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you're running a little business and you're having trouble with cashiers, give Southwest a call. 1-800-540-2149 or go to southwestpos.com. Hey, you can turn your little grocery store, liquor store into a booming business like Walmart, Home Depot, and Costco. Give these guys a call. 800-540-2149. Mark and Jeff will come out, take a look. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, no, nothing lost, nothing gained. But if you do hook up, 7-day, 24-hour-day service, warranty work, all kinds of cool things. Check them out. Also, Black Forest Motorsports, if you have a BMW, Porsche, Mini, BMW Mini or Porsche, that's it, all three, they will take care of you. They do dealer authorized work as well as turn your car into a motorsports hot rod. If you got the driving skills, get you a trophy too. All right, young lady.
Hi.
How are we doing?
I'm well and distracted by the Daytona 500 behind me. Only 22 laps to go, and I'm taping it. Steve's like, let's just watch the last few laps together. But now I just saw Larson and Jimmy Johnson are still in.
Okay, then we better talk to our guests because you will get overly distracted.
Oh, yeah. I'll get
now,
excited.
Can you go straight? Because you're going to go from left turns to straight.
You talking about our guest?
That's our guest.
Okay, yes.
He doesn't.
Today's guest.
He only turns left at the end.
Well, he has turned left, which we'll find out. But now he's preferring. He's got his eye on the prize. He has put together, because he has the need for speed, a 32 Ford dragster. So please welcome Tyler Perry.
Tyler, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
All you care about, somebody give me a motor.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk to you. Give me a motor. I need a motor really bad. I really, really
He has one. He just wants to make improvements. Yeah.
So do you work on your own cars?
Yeah, I do the best I can. And what I don't know, I give it to the best local guys I have around me. A lot of my sponsors are local guys around.
Like who? Give me a couple of
others. Give some love.
Toby Ramos Tire, Countywide Towing, RJ Simrock Race Cars, also Auto Sales, Johnson and Shrills Daycare, and I have a few more I'll list off later on.
Yeah, see, I'm going to make you. You're supposed to get a 3x5 card, and you get it. I tell them when they're 7, and you get it laminated, and you always keep it with you because you never know. Because it's, hey, if it wasn't for the sponsors,
wouldn't be here.
Now, let's talk about the racing because. Little roundy round over here. You know, that's all she usually
brings.
He's
a former roundy round. We used to race out of the same garage.
Did you really?
Yes.
And then you went drag racing?
Yes.
Okay. Have you formally raced on the drag strip?
Couple
runs?
I played around, but
any run.
Okay, so
see,
he's jumping to the other side.
No, to what side?
Dirt to asphalt.
Oh, so
you circle to straight.
Yeah, so you're going. See, I don't know. Sit in the staging lanes.
I warned you, Tyler.
30, 40 minutes, sweat.
I told him in the green room.
Nothing to drink, and then all of a sudden, go.
Go! Yeah.
And I win. Yeah. Now, okay, now what? Well, you want to run again? I go, no, I don't want to. What she does, there's something about it. But what brought you to the dark side?
Well, me and my family have been racing on roundy round for a long time.
Yeah.
And
generations, right?
Yes. And I am third or fourth generation. My grandfather did drag racing as well, and ever since him, we've been in dirt, and I'm kind of bringing it back to that.
Fantastic.
I'm kind of remaking a car that he's
famous for.
One of the dragsters he's had before, but my own version of that. And so I'm bringing my family back to the drag strip was something unique.
And you're going to come to KUSI here, what, next week?
Yes, I'll be there on the 26th.
In pieces?
So I'll be on KUSI on the 26th, and I'll also have five or six other dragsters with me there to promote our local track of Verona Speedway.
Well, we're going to put you right on the center of the patio.
You should show him a picture, Tyler. He'll maybe understand a little more about
front?
Your
is
love.
Is it nostalgic? So is it rear or front?
It's it's front, and it's like a door car, and it's a.
Oh, okay. I was thinking drag.
So it's like what you said. It's a 32 Ford 5-window coupe.
that's old school, dude.
No, yes. It's way old.
That's back when I was a kid.
It's so beautiful.
I just picked up the car from the chassis shop from RJ Simrock Race Cars out of El Cajon, and this is what it looks like right now, and I was transporting it to body and paint. So this is before I took it to the paint shop.
Oh, he started with just the body.
Yeah.
And where'd it come from?
So I ordered the body out of North or South Carolina. Once it got here, I took it to RJ, and I told, I said, can you make a car out of this? And he said, this is what I do. And it's basically, if everybody who knows what a 32 Ford coupe is, it's basically two front doors and a trunk.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. And RJ made a race car out of it. And it's
nice
going to be
job.
It's going to be something unique. It's really cool looking.
Look at the back. It's got a wide rear end. Are you going to have a second bucket seat in there? What are you putting?
Yeah, I think later on we might put a second seat in there, but it's a tight car.
I was going to say, right now you need all the, no offense, but you couple pounds there.
Yeah.
So you take up about a seat and a quarter.
Yeah, so we even had to cut
Brittany
out.
Brittany could go.
Yes. We even had to cut out
The tunnel
for the transmission, so there's a slot for the gas pedal. And if we didn't do that, the gas pedal would have been on the right side of the tunnel.
I was going to ask, are you allowed to center yourself?
You could do that, but for a door car, especially like this, you definitely don't want to do that.
No.
Too hard to get over to the
seat? You don't want your right foot
well,
on
because
the right
you're
side.
Gonna be caged in,
on the left side, yes.
Yeah. So you wanna make I'm right there with you. But have you never dragged a car with this wheelbase?
Yes.
You have?
I haven't.
Okay.
Well, describe the listeners what you just saw that last
Well,
picture.
It's a 32 Ford with, what's the wheelbase on it?
It's
80?
No, it's like 107.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you a little
So bit. It's around the same wheelbase as like a first gen Camaro.
Okay.
But so, the tires, can you describe the tires?
Well, those are just meat. That's
meat?
Just meat.
Traction.
I mean, how much traction? And thank God he's only going to put a four-cylinder cruise motor in it.
No, it's going to.
What?
It's going to be a big block, somewhere around like a 454 or a 502, depending on what we end up putting together.
So, how much horsepower can I get in this car and not scare myself half
to
death?
The cool thing about having a car like this is, once it's all done, the car is only going to weigh 2,000 pounds. So even if I wanted to put a 350 in it, it's going to be fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will your front end come up off the ground?
Yes.
Not if he puts his foot in it.
The thing is when it comes off the ground, when you're in the air, don't let off.
Right. You can't let off.
Yeah.
And if you give it too much, it'll get off the back tires and then you'll drive on the wheelie bars.
Yeah. Wheels off the ground.
Yeah. You ever see a wheelie bar? See the little
I've seen the wheelie bar. I've not seen all four wheels off the ground.
Well, that's just when you get overzealous. But it's an e-ticket ride. But the key is you want it to stay as flat on the ground as you possibly can.
Can you describe the physics behind not letting off?
Well, let's can you remember that question? Because we're going to go to break.
Yes.
And we want to come back.
Science
I want to talk about. I want to talk about. Did you go back to your grandfather's paint scheme, or are you doing something on your own? Hold that thought. But you have to write it down because I already forgot.
We'll forget.
Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment brought to you by Verona Speedway and El Cajon Ford, who sponsors the show. Man, I tell you, El Cajon Ford's got inventory. You need to get down there. The president's sale's going on this weekend. Just go down there. I'm telling you, heard it right here on Racer Radio, because Paul, the owner, is a racer as well. ElkhornMotors.com, ElkhornMotors.com. We got Tyler Parnell in the house, and you have two fingers up.
I'm remembering the two things.
Oh, I'm glad, because I already forgot.
Going back to grandfather's scheme was a question, and my physics of good. You not hate, letting off.
Well, you asked first.
Oh, thank you.
You don't think nothing of it.
Well, I don't. I love understanding like car setup. My poor coach. Why are we doing this? So could you tell me why? So the front end goes up, and you don't lift because.
You don't lift because
it'll hurt.
Yeah, you'll slam down.
You're going to slam down. Don't you want? So how do you get the front end down?
You stay in it or let out a little bit, but stay in it.
Wouldn't you say it's called,
you know what it is? It's like feathering. And it's like landing an airplane. There's a good example. Because when you're getting ready to land an airplane, you know, you don't want to.
Yes.
So what you want to do is glide.
But a little bit at least. Okay.
And how do you control that? With your throttle. On an airplane, it's either sticks, and with a car, it's with your foot. It takes a long time to do it, and to do it right.
So, speaking to that, a lot of people get scared when it comes to that situation.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure.
So, a lot of people, they'll let off or get on the brakes. And once your wheel's in the air like that, and you're going 0 to 60 in 2 seconds, and you're up and out, once you're up and out, if you step on the brakes, you're going to slam down, wipe out the oil pan, wipe out the steering, maybe bend the frame, radiator. Just, it's nothing nice.
And jar your spinal cord.
Okay, letting out a little does make the sense. I just didn't know if it was like a kite, like a wing, and how are you going to get it down? And
well, and you got to understand, the car is built, designed, and set up not to do that.
Okay.
If at all possible. A little bit, right?
Yes.
Do you put weights? Do you move the weight around?
Yeah, there's weights. There's things you can do. There's wheelie bars, stuff like. I'm not gonna have wheelie bars on mine, but
you're not.
No, there's wheelie bars.
He's very like Adam.
Old school.
No. Wait, why? I want to follow up on that.
The reason why is the guy who built my car, which we all know, RJ Samaroff, the guy who runs the drag strip up at Barona. He's a professional driver, NHRA. He's been sponsored by Ford. He's a really top-notch guy, and he builds most of the cars that come out of San Diego. So my reason why is he said, you know what? It looked better with no wheelie bars, so we're going to not do it.
So
I trust my chassis guy.
There you go. Well, is it a sign of confidence, too? Like, mine's not going over.
He just made a comment that you would agree with 7,000 times over.
It's pretty.
He says, I trust my chassis guy.
I've said that, yes.
And how many times have you said it about your chassis guy?
You're right. I totally get it. Yep.
So that's the, in my book, the ultimate compliment.
Yeah. It's a vote.
My chassis guy, my engine guy, whatever, whoever does. I've told the story a million times. When I was go-kart racing, I handed my go-kart to you, and I handed you my checkbook, and says, when I get it back, if I lose, it better be my fault. Not that that's the answer. But I got trophies. I took pictures. I sent them to her.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the real deal. So right now, do you have a motor in the car or no?
Yeah, I have a motor on standby. But
did you blow it up, the original one up? Or
yeah, no. So this is the first time we're putting this car together.
We just bought the body. Okay.
So you're looking for an engine.
Yeah, so we're putting everything together. I have a 454 with some parts and stuff on the side that I can throw together. But to represent my sponsors and my future sponsors and the best way I can, you know, to get a better motor would be better off.
Right.
Did you hear that? Future sponsors.
Well, sure, because that's what it's all about. Okay, so let's play the devil's advocate. Okay, I'm sitting here and I got all the money stacked right here. So whatever I give you, what are they going to get in return for my investment into you? Sure. Once the car's done, it's painted, we'll discuss where my name is going to be on the car depending on how much money I give you, correct?
Correct.
I mean, you don't get the hood for a dollar. So I'm just going to tell you right up front.
Unless it's bacon.
So what can you do for that advertiser sitting on the other side of the table?
Yeah, so the great thing about being a part of my team is your business is going to be on the side of the vehicle that I'm going to be operating.
Beautiful vehicle.
And it's definitely one of a kind. Mm-hmm. You see these 32 Ford Coupes, and a lot of them are just show cars. Mm-hmm. They don't really drag race. They might step on the throttle and go like 20 yards, but that's it.
Right.
So this is going to be definitely a different dragster. Most of the time, we see Chevelles, we see Camaros, we see stuff like that.
That is unique.
On big tires, and this is definitely going to be something unique. I've only seen one other one. Done this way, but this one is going to be chromed out, all black, so all black with chrome wheels, whatever, and it's going to be definitely an eye catcher.
Right.
We're going to be going to the car shows. Next week we'll be on KUSI. Obviously today we're here on the radio show. Mm-hmm. So if you would like a driver or to be on a team that is going to promote your business on the correct way, that's why I'm here today.
Would you drag your car out to my business and park it out front on a Saturday morning?
It's I would, but today it's in paint.
But you know what I'm saying? No, these are the kind. I mean, because that's what everybody's looking for.
Yes. So yes, once the car's finished, if you'd like me to,
you took me literally.
Yeah. Give
me the
address.
That school teacher? Did you see that school teacher?
I did.
Did you catch that? So I already can see if it's not illegal, immoral, or fattening. No, it's not in your vocabulary.
Sure.
You know, to help your sponsor. I mean. And that's why we do what we do. Did I reach out to you or did you reach out to me?
I reached out to you.
Yeah. Which is, that's super admirable. Mm-hmm. Because once you do, then you're utilizing the bits and pieces that are helping build your career.
Yeah. Are you going to have a Facebook page that people can follow or Instagram or?
Yeah. So, I don't really do I didn't have any social media before, but building this dragster, that's definitely going to be our next step.
Yeah.
But right now I'm just getting on all the platforms I can. Mm-hmm. Next will be social media, but right now it's radio, right.
TV and
the news.
Yeah. Well, go do what's easy.
Yes.
Do what's easy. And as far as social media goes, you just gotta be you can't read
careful.
Anything. You
ruthless.
Can't, just don't read a thing. Yeah. Just if you read it, you'll. God, he's not on social media. Can you believe that? You are on social media.
I am a little bit. Steve has one Facebook friend.
No kidding.
So not everybody.
And it's
social.
You.
No, it's his friend Hendo. Happy birthday, Hendo. That set up his account.
So, tranny, you're okay with a tranny? You got a good one?
Yes, I have all that taken care of.
All right. So, I guess the best way to do it is, you know, just get the word out, because you just never know. This is a goofy story, but we had a guy up at Barona Speedway, Circle Track, and didn't have any sponsors on his car. So I was giving him a hard time on KUSI, you know, just clowning around. Some lady got all upset, called up and gave him a whole year sponsorship. So you just never know.
Yeah.
You know, if you throw enough, you know what, against the wall, what sticks? Mm. Are you ready for April 1st?
Getting there.
Okay, just double checking.
Yeah, getting there.
I haven't heard you hoot and hollering about the thing yet. So, anybody on your crew, or is it just you?
It's just me and right now my chassis guy. And once we get it done, we'll figure it out. But the right now for me, the most important thing, even while I'm here, is just to promote my sponsors.
Sure, sure. What are we looking at for a motor? For what you're looking for? Always go high, never go low.
I have a 454, but anything above a 502 would be fun.
No, I'm talking dollars.
Yeah? 20, 30.
Yeah, I was gonna say
something like that.
So you're not, you know, yeah. It's not a small task.
Yeah, the cool thing about having a light vintage car like this is once you put a motor like that in it,
it'll last forever.
Well, that, and you're definitely going to get a show, especially for the sponsors.
You want to see his eyes as big around those back wheels?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll be
to
on
watch.
The first launch. I guarantee it.
He may even have tears in his. I had tears in my eyes the first time I raced my car because I was just so happy.
He won't breathe. Well, okay, yeah. I guarantee you that, because it'll be like a 3 to 4 second run.
Is Barona going to be your home track?
Yeah, so I'm a San Diego native, so Barona, sure. Barona definitely is the home track. You know, I represent when it comes to the drag strip or when it comes to the dirt track,
right.
Just because this is where I'm born and raised, and I spent my whole life here.
You don't want to see them like Cajon Speedway that's right out there, and it's a dirt field.
It's crazy because I actually work right next to that, and it's unfortunate to see that.
I thought so. Where RC used to be. Dave RC?
Yeah, so we're right next to Foothills Church.
Oh, that's right.
I work right over there.
Yeah. So yeah, so I mean, it's yeah, I'm glad you're staying local, and I'm glad. Tell, is it what's his first name that has owns a track or manages the track?
The dirt track?
No,
the drag strip.
Drag strip.
Your
sponsor.
So my sponsor, he's not the one that owns it, but he's the one that runs it, which is my chassis guy, is RJ Simrock.
RJ Simrock. Well, tell him to get more in touch with me about promoting the track.
He'll also be with me next week. Good. On KUSI.
The season started, you said.
Yeah, so this,
no idea.
The first race of the season was this past Saturday. So yesterday.
Oh,
look,
wow.
You look surprised too, Dave.
I didn't get, well,
yeah. I had no idea it had started because Barona Speedway Circle Track doesn't start till April 1st, so I just naturally thought, oh, maybe it's a weather thing. Or
The cool thing about that is, since we just started, the drag strip just started yesterday, we go from February to June or July. Once the dirt track starts, we race off season of the dirt track.
Yeah, every works other weekend.
It works perfect. If you ever hear of, what do they call it? I can't think of the name of it. The drag racing down at the queue. Race Legal. Remember them?
Is that even?
Yeah, so.
I started it with about two other guys, and it was the National High School Car Club Association.
Yeah, well, the I remember going to that, and it was definitely, it was okay.
It was hard on your car.
Once you go to Barona Drags, you'll definitely have a different experience.
Absolutely.
Your money's worth it.
It's an NHRA sanctioned track. Don't let nobody kid you.
What's the length?
Eighth.
It's an eighth of a mile.
Because if it goes any farther, it's get a little ugly.
Yeah.
There's some big boulders.
So do you have to have a parachute?
Once you get to a certain speed, you do.
Right.
But, so will you have to have a parachute?
Speaking, I'm going to say no because my chassis guy
says no.
Said it'll look better without. So, I guess we'll see depending on the
weather. Give him a hard time. So, what are we building, a car show or are we building a race car? What is it?
It's definitely going to be something nasty.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh. So talk about paint. What do you get? Do you have
a
grandpa's scheme?
Yeah, so my my grandfather had a lot of cool stuff, dirt and on the straightaway. He had I don't know if you watch the nostalgic dragsters, they have the ones that are on methanol or alcohol, and then they switch them over to nitro or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, back in the day, my grandfather had one of those really famous ones. Now it's called Green Ivy or Poison Ivy or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then he also had a Fiat door car. Mine's a
bar.
Yeah, mine's a Ford coupe, but they kind of looked similar. His was purple, but mine's a little different, and it'll be black. So black on black on black with chrome wheels.
Sounds dangerous.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna be talking to Scott. Looks like Russo. Not 100% sure, but we'll find out when we come back. He's a longtime motorcycle racing journalist, and he was an editor at Cycle News for over 30 years. And we're gonna chat with him as soon as we get. What are you laughing?
Well, it's funny because Scott Russo is also a singer.
He is
for Unwritten Law.
You know that band?
I do. But anyway, it does look like Scott Russo.
Do you have any of that back there, Mr. Brendan?
Oh, no, it's a different Scott Russo, though.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that one right there on the
head. No.
All right, let's take a quick break. This is Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Is this for you, my dear? Don't look at him.
It must be.
It's a drag racing show.
It is?
Or song, yeah. But anyways, it's okay.
Thank you for trying. He always tries.
He does. You got that. You don't.
How many drag racing songs do you know?
Hey, I gave you a CD. There's all kinds of them. All right, let's take a quick break.
Nope.
Oh, no, we have.
We're going to commercial.
Sponsors.
See you, got me. Parents Auto Speedway. Series schedule is out. Mark your calendar. Well, I don't know, Scott. Did we ruin your last name, Scott?
No, actually, you guys nailed it.
No, you nailed it, Dave.
And I
never
nail it.
I was like, good job, Dave.
Son of a gun.
You're like the the fourth people in my whole life.
Oh, I feel That's really funny. Good, man, because you have no idea. Yeah. It scares me half to death.
Usually he tosses it my way when it's that many letters.
Yeah. So what are you up to?
I like what he's up to.
You know, I don't know.
I was going to say.
There's a great, I guess the word's getting around in the circles about, you know, how this happened, and there's really a funny story behind it, but, you know, it's like I'm telling people, you know, I haven't lost my marbles completely, but there's definitely a hole in the bag somewhere.
Yeah, it's a good thing you bought what you, why don't you let the listeners know what we're talking about?
Yeah, gotta give us A to Z recap.
Yeah, so the short story is that I'm just a guy who, you know, has been involved in motorsports in Southern California to one degree or another for a long time. And I rode my last motorcycle race back in 2017 or 18, something like that. I'm a motorcycle journalist. I continue to ride and test and things like that for other publications. But as far as being a competitor, I stopped a few years ago. And I always had this one bucket list thing that I wanted to do. That was to get behind the wheel of an open wheel car. Yes. I did it one time way back, mm-hmm. but I wanted to race. I just got to race. You know how it is.
So we do.
I found a car, you know, and I found a really, there's a funny story behind the car, but yes, I am now a California Lightning Sprint car owner.
I love that you jumped into that division. I can appreciate that is certainly not one of the slowest and not one of the easiest to jump into. And was all your motorcycle experience on asphalt?
No.
Oh, okay,
that's
a good thing.
It was really diverse. I being a motorcycle journalist for 30 years, I had the opportunity to like ride and race everything. And so, you know, road courses, flat track was kind of my forte. So that's kind of where the dirt experience comes from. I did speedway for 4 or 5 years. So, you know, I'd like to think of myself as, you know, kind of a jack of all trades, master of none, but you know, we had a good time with it, and we're going to try this now. We're going to go from two wheels to four.
Well, there's a cage involved.
With age comes the cage.
Yes, so, exactly. You know. And you're comfortable with something moving around a bit.
Well,
so I think a lot of that flat track, that speedway is going to help you, because you're not going to necessarily freak out and think you're out of control. You'll probably grin even bigger when you pull it off.
Let's mention the gorilla in the room. How old are you?
Sure. I don't know, old enough to know better and young enough to not let that stop me.
The only reason I'm saying that is because Brittany started racing at 40...
42-ish.
42-ish.
Yeah. I only just jumped
and
in.
And I know you're over 30, so I'm just saying...
I'm really happy for you.
Anybody can do it once you put your mind to do it. You surround yourself with the right people... And you don't have to get serious. It's just
lightning
fun.
Sprints, though.
Now, are you winged or non-wing?
No, we're going to be winged.
Okay,
we're going to go ahead and be winged. We're
going to
primarily run with California Lightning Sprints
gotcha.
This first season.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because they're a non-wing car, right? Or a wing car. A wing car.
They're mostly winged. I know that they do a couple of shows, maybe with BCRA to the north, where they take the wings off once in a while.
Right.
I won't necessarily be getting into any of that this first year.
Where are you primarily going to race? All over?
Well, the two tracks I'd like to really spend my time focusing on are Ventura and Bakersfield.
Oh, okay. A little one with Ventura. I don't know about Bakersfield. Do you?
Yeah.
Our in-studio guest has gone roundy-round a little bit. Do you know the size of Bakersfield either?
I think Bakersfield is around or a little bit bigger than the same size as Barona.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So on the smaller side, smart.
Yeah.
With the wing,
and then
smart.
With the wing, and then you know, obviously, you know, my favorite, you know, is Paris Raceway. I know that the PowerEye Southwest Lightning Sprint guys are going to go there. We'll see if that's in the cards, but
yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one, Scott.
That's the big show, baby.
Boy, I'm telling you. So
can you fit in that funny story about your car, or is it too long?
No, it's just that I bought it from the guy who his original purchase price for the car was a broken Harley, a bag of weed, and a bottle of tequila.
That's my
sounds
kind
like
of
a
sale.
Couple of Steve's friends.
So I didn't pay that to him.
Right.
That's how he bought it, but I got it for what I think is the deal of the century.
Did it have any track provenance to it, or was it?
Well, the guy who owned it, I did not know him before this. He went by the name of John Hollywood Sims. And there's I guess he was a character in a pretty colorful deal with both the Power Eye series and the California Lightning Sprint series about 4 or 5 years ago.
That's so funny.
It sounds like John's getting ready to move out of state, and he, you know, another quick one was I was actually on my way north on Saturday to buy another car, no trailer, for what you would say is a fair market price.
Uh-huh.
On Thursday night, one of the really good guys we have in our both series, in the Power Eye and Cal series, Jeff Dyer.
Oh, yeah, we've had Jeff on.
Through a friend. Yeah, great guy, great
guy. Super.
Got in touch with me through a friend and said, tell him to go get this one. Because it basically, for way less than what I was going to spend, I wound up with a complete car, a second chassis, and a trailer.
Oh.
And a trailer?
Well, okay.
And a trailer.
Wow.
And I have more. I would have more in a trailer than I have in this whole program, and it's actually a pretty solid car. So,
well,
our guest is just smiling. Yeah. What's going through your mind?
So I got another elephant in the room for you. So, like we were talking about earlier, I'm building this 32 Ford 5 window coupe, and I'm about 6'2", 250, 260, and I have a side bet with another guy who's like 300 pounds, and he's building an Anglia. We have a side bet with him. Who can get in the car fastest? So you're talking about a Lightning Sprint that's even smaller. So how big and tall are you? Because it's going to be more difficult than getting in my dragster for sure.
I am a, you know, depending on which pair of heels I've got on,
oh,
I am a whopping 5'6", 5'7",
oh,
and about 1'8".
Oh, well, then you're perfect Lightning Sprint.
Do you go in through material. The top?
Funny, no, well, yeah.
You can, you know, I think.
Obviously, with the wing car, you're not going to go through at the top, but I can get through the side pretty well. I've sat in a few of them. Ironically, I brought this car home. I haven't sat in it yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you haven't even been on the track yet.
He didn't sleep in it
first
night.
Bought this thing. I just brought it home yesterday.
That's you had last night to sleep in it.
All right, you just irritated
my 15 minutes of fame happening right now.
Well, Brittany slept in more than once.
Yes, I studied in it.
So the good thing about your car is you can just dance your way right in there. I got to put on butter and dive in there sideways. Yeah.
Well, unless a heel gets caught on something.
So, are you changing the paint color? Are you changing the number? Are you going to just run what you brung?
Well, you know, the number is still up in the air. The paint is a definite, that's changing.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, you got any sponsors?
No, not yet. Are you interested?
Well, we'll help you with radio any way we can. You know, and that sometimes is worth a few bucks here and there, since we're the only show promoting Paris Auto Speedway and the surrounding tracks. So we've been doing this a time or two. I can even, once you get done with it, I can offer you TV down here in San Diego. It's number one watch morning show. Nobody else puts racers on, and I can let you talk to people that'll tell you the response is pretty much off the chart, and it is free.
Right on. Well, I appreciate that, and I can tell you that I know from speaking to other guys in California Lightning Sprints and Power Eye that we really appreciate everything you guys do for us.
Well, we really do. We enjoy talking to you.
Yes.
Wait a minute. The boss had her finger.
I was just wondering when you think you're going to get behind the wheel. Like, I don't know how you can't, like, how you can wait.
You're making her crazy. When are you going to get behind the wheel?
To be honest about this particular deal, the car has been sitting for a couple of years, so we're going to just kind of do a quick freshen up on it, and then
kick it.
The next goal, the next part of the program is to actually get with Sprint Car Hall of Famer Wally Pankratz.
Oh yeah,
spend a day with him, and probably at Ventura and cut some laps there and kind of see where we are and assess ourselves, and then we'll make a decision about when we'll hit the track with everybody from there.
I want him to call back after his first race.
Yeah.
Please.
You got the phone number.
I want to hear his, I want to see him.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be able to hear it through his voice after first race.
Should be fun.
It would be a pleasure. And, you know, a second 15 minutes of fame is always nice.
Hey, it never hurts. And, you know, like I say, we'll throw some TV at you because it'll definitely help you get sponsorship when they know you've got outlets. Because that's the hardest thing about racing is coming up with this is who I am when they don't know who you are. So.
Start practicing.
We're here to help.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, we're here to help.
One of the great things about California Lightning Sprints and Southwest Power Eye is that you know, it's like Bobby McNovitz really sold me on the. He's a 5-time California Lightning Sprint champion. He sold me on the deal, saying, "You know, it's a class that won't hurt me financially or kill me physically."
There you go.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
I'm in. You know?
Hey, if you ever need a good PR guy, Scott Delosio is amazing. So he could help you.
Oh yeah, he and I are really good friends. I used to edit Scott's stuff when he was covering the California Speedway Circuit years ago with Cycle News. So that's kind of how we connected.
How cool!
He's a great dude.
He really is. All right, buddy. Hey, we'll get you a copy of this and stay in touch. And we'd love to talk to you as the season goes through.
Thank you all. I appreciate you very much.
All right, take care. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. But when we come back, one more segment on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. The guys over there, not only do they work on your everyday car, but they also are a little bit performance-oriented. Indoor dyno. They can work on anything from dragsters to street cars to rails to the desert cars. It doesn't make any difference. They are the best. That's Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue at CertifiedCarCare.net. All righty. What's your... mouth open for
a guest just told me that his neighbor Bob Bordelain has a Henry J. He was wondering if he's coming into KUSI next week.
Good old Henry J. Do I know if he's coming in?
Yeah, he's a drag racer. Do you know him?
Is he bringing him in? Is he coming in with him?
I don't know about that one, but we'll figure it out. He can come.
Hey, you start charging him $100 a head. You'll get that motor in no time at all, brother. Come on. Got to get you in more marketing. Got to get you rocking it.
Well, he looks ready for something. I think he needs to get something off his chest.
Yeah, I think so, too. He's got some more sponsors to talk about.
Yeah, so far to get me to this point, I have some sponsors here. And, you know, maybe it can help you guys out if you are looking for a used car. I know I have one of my sponsors is out of East County. It is ALSA Auto Sales, ALSA. Auto Sales. Go and see John, the owner. He has some of the best deals in San Diego. He definitely has the greatest selection of used cars at a great price. And if he doesn't have the car you're looking for, he will track it down and find it. So talk to John and he'll help you out.
And drop your name.
Yeah, at ALSA Auto Sales. His number is 619-504-9959, located in El Cajon. Also, I have Countywide Towing. This is a great company with a newer fleet of trucks that do a high quality of work. They do everything from light, medium, and heavy-duty towing. They even have a land all and equipment for recoveries from a car to a tractor trailer over the side. So if you'd like your luxury car towed or a 100-ton crane, Countywide Towing is the company for the job. So call at 619-579-7002. They're also located in El Cajon. And if you're looking for a top-notch guy to build a race car for you, just like mine, you can reach RJ Simrock Race Cars on Facebook. This guy is a high-caliber NHRA driver. He's won hundreds of races, championships, and King of the Track. RJ is known from state to state as a winning hired gun. He's built a lot of cars out of San Diego, and you can reach him on Facebook at RJ Race Cars. Also, my main sponsor and probably the most well-known is Toby Ramos Tire. It's a family-owned and operated full-service commercial tire and recycle center. They have tires for Ford Pinto all the way up to a Giant Earth Mover and everything in between. If you need a patch or a roadside tire change, Ramos Tire is your place. Especially if you're looking for a great price, call Ramos Tire and ask for Toby or Emily at 619-847-8855, located in East County, San Diego, and Yuma. Also, if you guys are looking for daycare, the daycare that I went to when I was younger was Johnson and Sherrill's. It's a great environment for your child. This was my daycare. If you want a licensed child care provider to have your kids feel at home even when you're not, call the owner, Tammy, at 619-444-1456. They're located in El Cajon, and that's really as good as it gets. And to the main part of this, you guys need to come and support our local track. We really wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the listeners, for the spectators. Even if you guys would like to bring your Toyota Tundra and run it down the track, yep, bring it down. We'd love to watch.
Look at this guy bagging on Toyota Tundras. Man, one of those is going to come over here and spank you.
It's true, though. I've seen what looked like a vet truck.
Why don't you take your Mustang up there and show them how this stuff does?
It's a GT, but it's a 2000.
Well, then why don't you take 37. I bet you could win. Gear are right. I know. That's all I need to do is get you going in another direction. Right?
Yeah, I've already had somebody.
You got any more?
Yeah, just so I was.
Hold on, Dave.
I was saying, Brona, just to reiterate, remember we just started yesterday, so we're from February to June with a wide variety of racing from Summit and Renegade Series to Street Legal Imports, domestic, muscle cars, motorcycles, Top Fuel, bracket racing, VW night, even some of the Street Outlaws have raced here. Right. So if you guys would like to come down, see a show, or put on a show, come on down to Brona Speedway and Brona Speedway and Brona Drags and have a good time.
Absolutely.
Also, if you guys would like to sponsor this dragster, mine that I'm talking about, you guys can. My name is Tyler Panel. You guys can reach me at 619-569-0081, 619-569-0081, or you can email me at musclemadness44@gmail.com, musclemadness, the number 44@gmail.com.
I didn't hear a food sponsor.
Nope.
Did you hear a food sponsor? How come you don't have a food sponsor?
Tell you what.
Dude, you got to get a food sponsor.
Tell you what. I'll take I love small business or big business, as long as it's good business.
There you go. So, I like that. I always give everybody a hard time. She drives her crazy.
I don't know. I think it's a great idea.
I'll take a food sponsor.
Yeah. Great idea.
And I don't know if anybody's got it, but Sombrero, Mexican food, it's in El Cajon.
Could you race on that? Could you eat a burrito and race?
See, she can't eat.
That's pretty much.
I can eat, but selectively.
That's pretty much what I do. So I go to the gym every day, and then after I get done in the morning of the gym, I go to Victoria's Mexican food and go have
that's
Mexican.
Different
okay,
than race
so day. Now you go down to Victoria's and say, "Have I got an idea for you?
Yes.
All this money I've been paying you, now you get to kick back some my way."
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. The next show I go on, the next food sponsor that comes on, you'll be the first one to come up.
There you go. Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, because that's where you go. You just got to find people that you have relationships with, not family. Family turns into a crew. But, you know, try to find sponsors that just believe in what you're trying to do. And once you get out and get in front of some folks, I know, I just thought of another one. Do you like hot dogs?
Yeah.
You ever been to Barrio Logan?
No, I haven't been.
Fancy hot dogs.
What food place is there?
Barrio Dogs.
Really?
BarrioDoggs. They were so good.
That's not part of Barrio Dogs. OMG.
It's not part of what?
Nothing. If they're looking it up, don't type in OMG.
What did I say?
No, never mind. Oh. Move on. They're good. I remember you sending me the menu, and I was already picking out the one I want.
They have them at the Padre game. I just happened to see it while I was at a game. But they've got and they're always looking to get the word out. And I think that'd be a good. Yeah. Well, I'll give you my card before we leave, and you can send me an email, and I'll make sure I think I've got their phone number anyway. So,
all right.
So you're gonna do? Are you doing nostalgic drag scene, or are you doing hardcore?
Yeah, so it'll be hard. It'll be a hardcore door slammer.
Okay, so it's not a. It's okay.
Is that bracket?
The car just happens to be a nostalgic car, but
yeah, it's just. But that's not what you're. Because I mean, the chassis and the engine's where it's at.
Correct.
So what class are you gonna run?
Pro.
Okay. So.
Did you just say pro?
Yeah, that's sort of like unlimited. Like, how big is your checkbook, and we'll see how fast.
Well,
we can
I
make
did
it
ask
go.
Him twice in the green room which bank
yeah.
he robbed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's yeah, it's. Trust me.
He wouldn't give it up.
You didn't ask him if he sleeps in his car.
Well, does it even have a seat yet?
Yeah.
Oh, it does. Okay.
But I'm saying, because what it's going to cost him to put this thing together. He didn't ask if he was sleeping in his car.
Got it. The one he came in.
Yeah, because some people have a tendency to do that when the car
takes
bug
over.
Bites.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I pride myself on living within my means,
yes.
But... I did go beyond for Valentine's Day for Steve. I bought him a full carton of eggs.
Did you?
Yeah.
You didn't call me.
A full carton of eggs. That's the love is real.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. All 12.
All 12. Mm-hmm. Wow, you should have told me.
Whew, it was quite a decision to make, but I pulled the trigger.
All right, well, I'm just
treated
very, I'm proud of you.
A dozen of eggs on Valentine's.
That's amazing.
I know. I'm just a teacher. I can hardly afford life.
See what I have to put up with. So, what, now have you got a trailer and a truck?
Yeah.
So you're all set there?
Yeah. If something doesn't work with that, then I'll just call Countywide Towing.
He does the tow
Heck
company.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what I would do. In fact, I'd be having Countywide drag me around anyway. I wouldn't even get a truck and a trailer.
Well, can I bring it up? That's the Baldwins,
Wait
right?
Wait a minute.
We
Wait
love
minute.
The Baldwins.
Don't you drive the truck?
I happen to be the driver.
Yeah.
Well, then they don't need to even say anything.
Yeah,
just
the
you
listeners
get to,
know.
Hey, it's free advertisement. Which one you got? You got a rollback?
Yeah, so I drive all of them, light, heavy, whatever. But just to get around and make it easier, I drive a Peterbilt rollback, which is about as nice as it gets, to be honest. But yeah, if you guys need a tow, call Countywide.
He likes
and,
it.
And I happen to know a guy, and it happens to be me.
No, it's funny because he really enjoys his job. He's talking about the angles and the weight and how it's going to then transfer over to
line tension and all that stuff.
I did it for 3 years. I totally
did you?
And I to this day do not understand when I got out of the military why I didn't go into towing. To this day, I'm still flabbergasted by it, but you know what? We got to go.
Oh.
But it's fun having you in. You're always welcome.
Thanks for coming.
We'll see you next Sunday.
Yes, I'll be on KUSI.
At KUSI.
With the car.
With the car. With a plastic motor inside. Does this look like it'll be big, bad, and ugly? Hey, Sunshines, good seeing you.
Maybe nice to see you as well.
See if we can't get together maybe one day during the week just to, you know, vent.
Catch up on things.
Yes, what do you think? All right, we're going to take a break. Racer Radio, don't go anywhere. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.